Viewpoint on Mormonism, the program that examines the teachings of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from a biblical perspective. Viewpoint on Mormonism is sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has been dedicated to equipping the body of Christ with answers regarding the Christian faith in a manner that expresses gentleness and respect. And now, your host for today's Viewpoint on Mormonism.
Welcome to this edition of Viewpoint on Mormonism. I'm your host, Bill McKeever, founder and director of Mormonism Research Ministry. With me today is Eric Johnson, my colleague at MRM. We're continuing our look at an article that was published in the Salt Lake Tribune on December 10th, 2013, an article written by Peggy Fletcher Stack titled, Mormon Church Traces Black Priesthood Ban to Brigham Young. It seems now that after all these years of being told that it was God that was behind the priesthood ban, even though we don't understand God's reasons for it, which in and of itself is not actually true in the context of Mormonism. If we go back and we listen to some of the statements that were made by Mormon general authorities, and I might say, no, I will say, in general conference, and we are told by our Mormon friends, we are told by the Mormon church, that when something is taught in general conference, it's as if God himself is speaking to his servants.
So those are theories then, right, Bill?
Yeah, that's what we have to ask. I guess if we stood outside of general conference and asked Mormons when they're coming out, did you just hear a bunch of theories or did you hear the mind and will of God? I would guarantee you that probably most of the Mormons, if you asked that question, would say, well, we heard the mind and will of God, of course.
Sure.
Well, not when it comes to all subjects, because in hindsight, now the Mormon church is trying to place the blame on Brigham Young, that the reason why those of African heritage, why they were not allowed to hold the priesthood, which is necessary for exaltation, necessary for entrance into the Mormon temple endowment and a participation in the Mormon temple endowment, being sealed for time and eternity, they were banned for much of Mormonism's history. Based on what they allegedly did in the pre-existence, this is what Mormon leaders have said, but now the church is shifting gears again, and here's what's interesting. They are taking something that Mormon leaders had called a doctrine, and as we're going to see, they're going to now refer to it as a theory. They're going to treat this the same exact way as they treated Brigham Young's Adam God doctrine. How many times have we heard, it wasn't a doctrine, it was a theory. That's not what Brigham Young said. If you're a Latter-day Saint, go back and read the first sermon that Brigham Young ever gave on the Adam God teaching. Go read it very carefully, and at the very end, you're going to see where Brigham Young says, he issues this warning, he says, you better pause before you treat this doctrine lightly or with indifference, because it will prove your salvation or damnation. Brigham Young also said that God gave him that doctrine. It was understood as a doctrine. Well, what did the Mormon church do? It embarrassed them, so now they gave it a new category. It's no longer a doctrine. It was never a doctrine. It was just Brigham Young's theory. That's not true, folks. And when the Mormon church is perpetuating this story that it all goes back to Brigham Young, you're not even going to find a consensus among Mormon leaders to say that. As we're going to show you, there were some leaders who said that that wasn't true, that it actually did go back to Joseph Smith. Were they wrong? Were these leaders wrong? Where did they get that assumption in the first place?
Here's some other quotes from Brigham Young. This is December of 1867, Journal of Discourses, Volume 12, page 127. What man or woman on the earth, what spirit in the spirit world can say truthfully that I ever gave a wrong word of counsel or a word of advice that could not be sanctioned by the heavens? The success which has attended me in my presidency is owing to the blessings and mercy of the Almighty.
So what Brigham Young is doing is issuing a challenge there. Who of you can ever say that I ever gave a wrong word of counsel?
He got it from the Almighty.
He got it from the Almighty, folks. So obviously Brigham Young thought that all of his teachings were sanctioned by God. So if the Mormon Church is now going to blame Brigham Young for what now they are conceding as a false teaching, what you have to do is then place Brigham Young, I would have to say, in the deluded category, because he thought everything he was teaching was truthful. And that's not the only citation.
Yeah, here's one from 1870. This is Journal of Discourses, Volume 13, page 264. Brother Orson Hyde referred to a few who complained about not getting revelations. I will make a statement here that has been brought against me as a crime, perhaps, or as a fault in my life. Not here. I do not allude to anything of the kind in this place, but in the councils of the nations that Brigham Young has said, quote, when he sends forth his discourses to the world, they may call them scripture, end quote. I say now, when they are copied and approved by me, they are as good as scripture as is couched in this Bible. And if you want to read Revelation, read the sayings of him who knows the mind of God without any special command to one man to go here and to another to go yonder or to do this or that or to go and settle here or there.
Now, the date was October 6, 1870. He was teaching long before 1870 that blacks were banned from holding the priesthood. And he was giving reasons why they were banned from holding the priesthood. So if he is saying that what I say is as good as scripture, and it is, notice he says, and if you want to read Revelation, did you catch that,
yeah,
folks? If you want to read Revelation, you go to what Brigham Young has said. What is the church now saying? Well, it's not really a revelation, because that would certainly put it in the category of doctrine. We're going to say that it wasn't a revelation. This was just Brigham Young, and that was what? That he was being influenced by the time in which he lived.
And in a sense, what they're doing with Brigham Young is they're relegating his idea here as a theory, just like they've done with the Adam God. Well, we would call it doctrine, but they would say it's the Adam God theory.
That's exactly what we're saying here, folks, and you got to understand, this is what they're doing. They are manipulating history. They are using a game of semantics to change the historical events of the past.
It almost seems Jungwellian.
Kind of
like Orwellian, but yeah. I mean, this is 1984, changing the past to suit what you want for the present.
We read yesterday a statement from a black Mormon who said, "Hallelujah, I view this as a Christmas gift to each and every member of the church." I'm floored by that statement, because what this person is really getting excited about is the fact that they're excited about Brigham Young teaching a false doctrine, and now the modern church is saying that Brigham Young taught something that was false, and they're lying about it today. Because that's really what they're doing, is they're lying about it.
And it's not just that it's false, Bill, but that it was racist false.
Yes.
And this is the thing that this article is pointing out, that the ideas that Brigham Young supposedly had were racist in its very foundation. And if that's the case, then the people back then shouldn't have been listening to Brigham Young.
Well, that paragraph that says the ban began under Brigham Young, second LDS president, who was influenced by common beliefs of the time, reports the article. Now, the article they're referring to is Race and the Priesthood,
yep,
which is now found on LDS.org. There was an LDS newsroom article that says if you can find something on an official LDS website, and LDS.org is an official LDS website, that can be considered an official statement. So when you go back and you read Race and the Priesthood that this article by Peggy Fletcher Stack is referencing, you can take that to the bank as supposedly being truthful. The problem is you're going to find conflicting statements on LDS websites. They don't always say the same thing. So what truth, quote unquote, should you embrace?
And that article continues. It says, The ban did not exist during the tenure of Mormon founder Joseph Smith, who opposed slavery and personally ordained several African Americans. What's your response to that?
So what? I don't know what this insatiable desire it is for the Mormon church to protect the integrity of a man like Joseph Smith, but yet they'll throw someone like Brigham Young under the bus. This is just amazing to me. So what if it wasn't started with Joseph Smith? Now, as we're going to show you, that is not the belief of many LDS leaders of the past. They specifically say it was Joseph Smith that started this.
By even making that accusation that Joseph Smith did not start this, it was Brigham Young, wouldn't that put to harm the Utah-based church, which is based on Brigham Young? Because there are many splinter groups. I mean, you have the people who remained and later went to independence, and, you know, later it was Joseph Smith III who was the president of that church. It's still around today, and there are many polygamous groups as well. I mean, all these different groups, if you don't come from Brigham Young, which most of the Mormon sects would, but wouldn't that just kind of throw everything off and maybe move it back to the old RLDS that today is called the Community of Christ? Wouldn't their authority be more authoritative possibly? Because maybe Brigham Young didn't know what he was doing. He made so many errors.
Well, I think, yeah, exactly. I know what you're saying here. If you can trace your lineage back to Brigham Young, yeah, you're starting with a man who was teaching a false doctrine. So there's your foundation.
Maybe
right
it was Sidney Rigdon who should have been followed after all.
Could be, but here's the interesting point of all this. It's not just Brigham Young. Brigham Young had a lot of successors, and they taught the same
exact
thing.
Good
so
point.
Why isn't God showing these other men that this was not a doctrine to be taught?
You can't lay all of this at the feet of Brigham Young.
You can't.
I mean, it goes all the way back into the 1960s and even the 1970s, the teachings of these men.
I think the phrase they would have used back around the time of Brigham Young, as the phrase was used to Orson Pratt, who challenged Brigham Young on some statements, was, if you do this, you're laying an axe to the root of the tree. That was a phrase that was used, saying, you can't do this, Orson. You can't disagree with Brigham Young on these issues. You better get in line. Because once you do that, here's what just happened with this article and this admission. The first domino just was tipped.
Mm.
The first domino was tipped.
And where does it end?
And where does it end? We want to discuss this some more because I think this is a lot more important than most people imagine. And what the church has done now, I think, has opened a can of worms that's going to be hard to close.
Thank you for listening. If you would like more information regarding Mormonism Research Ministry, we encourage you to visit our website at www.mrm.org, where you can request our free newsletter, Mormonism Researched. We hope you will join us again as we look at another viewpoint on Mormonism. Have you considered visiting the Holy Land? Well, in February 2015, Bill McKeever and Eric Johnson are hosting a trip to Israel with the option to visit the Seven Churches of Revelation in Turkey. During our 11-day trip to Israel, former Utah pastor Joel Kramer will take us on a day to see important biblical sites where very few people go. We'll also have a chance to swim in the Dead Sea, get baptized in the Jordan River, and hike through Hezekiah's Tunnel. To find out more, visit MRM.org and click on the Israel icon on the top right-hand corner of the page. Again, that's MRM.org. Looking for a book on Mormonism? When you're in the Salt Lake City area, the Utah Lighthouse Bookstore is the place to go. Here, you'll find the largest selection of Christian books on Mormonism, including Answering Mormons' Questions, written by Bill McKeever and Eric Johnson. In addition, the Utah Lighthouse Bookstore is a great place to get your questions answered. Open Mondays through Fridays, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Saturdays from 1 to 5, the Utah Lighthouse Bookstore is located directly across from the Spring Mobile Ballpark at 1358 South and West Temple in Salt Lake City.